Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What are your thoughts about Nashville hosting Super Bowl LXIV? Give us a call at VIXVDVLIIICMXXXIII.
We expect all the Romans to be called.
Call now.
If I'm being honest, just because you can make a burger that's bigger than my head doesn't mean you should. I don't want to unhinge my jaw like an anaconda to eat a hamburger.
It does seem to be the thing. Like,
you got to make them big and tall and stacked.
I don't know what mouths they're engineering these for, but yeah, you're right. It's impossible. Yeah,
the huge mouthed Americans. And of course, we've had some comments on that. Dan messaged saying that taller than just your head or taller than your head attached to your body.
Oh, that's a very tall burger.
I says, because details matter. Dylan on Facebook actually had a good point about hamburgers, saying make them wider, not taller.
Yes,
I Dylan, mean, yeah, sure.
The president.
Make it like the size of a pizza. It's an all-day burger. We can eat half of it, then take a nap on it.
You can get your mouth on it, and yeah, just keep eating.
Maybe that's what we'll start a burger place with, the wide burger.
I like it. So Richard texted us and said, if I'm being honest, Nashville is not ready for a Super Bowl.
Ooh.
We can't handle our local traffic now.
That's true.
And I don't know what's magically going to happen between now and then.
And it's 4 years from now. Imagine how many more country singer bars we're going to have downtown in the next 4 years.
I mean, that's your transportation thing, right? They're going to have so many bars that they go all the way out to the airport. So you just walk through all the bar. You don't need to take a Tesla tunnel or a shuttle bus or an Uber.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be crawling like a habit trail full of Teslas underneath Nashville.
Just keep going through all the celebrity bars from Nashville straight to downtown.
Maybe by then we'll have, teleport technology.
Let's hope.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A Nashville jury just told Ryan Upchurch to write a really big check. Upchurch, who is a local YouTuber and country rapper, got hit with a $17.5 million defamation verdict.
Woo!
After he made videos claiming the death of a California teenager back in 2022 was faked and tied to a scam. Mm. The girl's family sued him, saying he turned their tragedy into a conspiracy theory circus.
Wow.
The jury agreed.
Wow. Good. Justice. Yeah. The FX network has ordered a pilot and a series called Very Young Frankenstein, a reboot of Young Frankenstein. It has Zach Galifianakis in it, which he's good, but don't mess with that movie.
Young Frankenstein is the
classic movie. If you touch it, no.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I mean, and
maybe one of the ones I've watched the most.
Yeah, me too. I mean, to quote the movie, if you're going to do a remake of Young Frankenstein, you better make damn sure it doesn't suck.
So, Nate Bargatze, his Big Dumb Eyes tour is on pace to sell more than 2 million tickets.
Wow, good for him.
Which actually would top Beyonce's Cowboy Carter Stadium tour in 2024.
Wow.
Which is like just crazy.
Yeah.
But people love him. We love him.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just one of those good guys you can root for.
Right. Luckily, hopefully Nate Land becomes a thing.
I've seen some of the renderings for what that's going to look like. And if that comes true, man, which I guess they picked a site. They haven't said where, but it looks like it would be awesome.
People are proudly stating their unpopular opinions, if I'm being honest.
Love this. Mark wants to say that the Titans are going to feel like such outsiders at the Super Bowl, the coming to Nashville in about 4 years. He says, if I'm being honest, the Super Bowl announcement is like the cool kids telling the nerd with a new house and a pool that they're going to throw a huge party. Sure, the nerd is invited, but are they really going to be involved?
They'll be pushed into a corner.
What a truth bomb.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, have your mom go get us some beer. That's going to be the Titans. Oh, my God. That's so true.
Unless,
because you never know. The team could get really good by
then.
They could be in the Super Bowl.
That is a few years, and that's possible. I can't say it's out of the question. We have a quarterback who could be on the verge of being super good.
We have a new coach. We have new players, you know, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we can be cautiously optimistic.
I feel like a successful team's fans would just come in and pat us on the head. Yeah, you just keep telling yourself
that's
that.
Good for you. Oh, wow. That is a truth bomb. We got a voicemail come in, too.
Yeah, Stephanie apparently wants to make the case for, if I'm being honest, eating your food at home is better than going out to a restaurant. Why is that?
Oh. I mean, why would I drive 10 minutes to pick up dinner when I could simply remain seated, have it delivered slightly cold 40 minutes late, and also for like $52 more?
Oh,
yeah.
That's way better.
The drudgery of going to an actual restaurant and eating hot food, that's out of the question.
Paying an extra $52 is part of the vibe.
Is that also like the girl who said she likes cold French fries? Well, there you go. Uber Eats is for you. How about a middle of the week Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durbo, walk around the neighborhood.
So a bride-to-be, Caroline, here in Tennessee, had one non-negotiable for her wedding.
Yeah.
She had to have her grandmother, Missy, at the wedding. So when Missy ended up in the hospital a month before the big day, Caroline didn't reschedule the wedding. She just moved the wedding up and held it inside the TriStar Horizon Hospital in Dixon.
Oh, that's sweet.
The nursing staff didn't just allow it. They transformed the lobby into a full venue.
Oh.
They stayed late. They helped Missy get ready. They even signed the marriage certificate.
Oh, that's great.
So on the original wedding day, Missy showed up as a guest as well because she had already been discharged from the hospital, thankfully. And it was an occasion so nice that Grandma Missy got to witness it twice.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. If you want to check out the pictures of the happy couple and Missy, you can go to the Totally Hits or 93.3 Facebook page or go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. Getting reaction over Nashville getting Super Bowl LXIV.
We posted the hype video from the NFL, which is basically just neon lights of lower broad.
It's an NFL video, which is always very boring.
And somewhat mixed reviews on Facebook because we said, you know, are you excited about getting the Super Bowl in 2030 or are you dreading all the things that go with it?
Right.
So it's kind of 50-50 right now. Kirsten said, food and drinks are cheaper at home and I've got a better view from the sofa. Hooray for the tourism dollars, though. Right?
Yeah. Usually going to a an NFL football game is a big pain.
It is.
Because you got to park, you got to find a place to park, you got to, you know, and it takes all day long. Of course, the Super Bowl is a huge deal.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you love the halftime show, I guess that'd be great. And if your team is in it, I think it'd be great. But other than that, I mean, football, no matter where it is, whether it be downtown or 2,000 miles away, it's much better on TV.
It is. It is much better on TV. You know, it's like hockey. I prefer to see hockey live.
Right.
But football, I would rather watch on TV.
What are your thoughts about Nashville hosting Super Bowl LXIV? Give us a call at VIXVDVLIIICMXXXIII.
We expect all the Romans to be called.
Call now.
Totally Hits 93.3 is the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play that Gender Wars thing. Brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? Go to localtreefellers.com. We have Ann for the ladies. We have Mark for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All
let's get to know you. Your warm-up question. Anne, let's grab a coffee. Where are we going to meet?
I think I'd go to Cracker Barrel.
All right. Classic.
Snack on there.
You've forgiven them for the great logo debacle. Mark, what about you? We're going to grab a coffee. Where are we going to meet?
So we're going to meet at Panera because I have the Sip Club membership there, and you can get a drink every 2 hours and not violate the terms of your agreement.
Wow.
You have worked it out.
Humble brag. Well done.
I am cheap. I even did the math the other day that it's still worth the membership.
Nice.
I'm also the guy that does, you know, trivia nights and gets water.
Oh, yeah. You're that guy. Yeah. I respect it.
No kidding.
Wow. All right, let's begin. You each have a screw if you need it.
Okay, here we go. Multiple choice is how we start. Anne, is a tall boy-sized can of beer 12, 16, or 25 ounces?
16.
16 is right. Good job.
Nice.
Mark, is Fantasy perfume owned by Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, or Britney Spears?
Billie Eilish?
No. It's Britney.
Yeah, that's what she smells like when she's spitting naked with knives.
Okay. All right, Anne, you can build your lead here.
Anne, Samwise is Frodo's sidekick and companion in what fantasy book and movie series?
Huh.
Screw, okay.
Was that screw or just huh?
Oh,
that's...
Well, it was huh, but I think screw is a great idea.
But she's going to use it anyway.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought you said screw.
Mark,
that
the question.
Move, that's Samwise Gamgee, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that worked against you. It's all tied up. Mark, you can now take a lead. At Starbucks, the non-Panera. At Starbucks.
I've lost.
What name do they use for a medium-sized drink?
Grande, tall?
No, it is grande.
It is grande.
Because they're just messing with us.
The small is the tall, which is like, what the hell? All right, are we still tied up?
We are tied up.
Okay, we're going to the last set of questions. And the Hawks are an NBA basketball team that plays for what city?
Atlanta.
That's right. Well done.
Nice.
All right, Mark, you need this one. Chris Kirkpatrick and Joey Fatone were members of what boy band?
NSYNC.
NSYNC.
That is correct.
Okay, we are all tied up. That means we break the tie with Name That Tune lyrics.
All right, it's a totally hit. You have up to 5 lines from the song to name it. And how many will you need?
I'll say 4.
Mark, can you do it in less than 4?
I'm going to go 1.
One line. Okay. Oh!
I did it in 1 the last time, and I'm going to try it again.
History favors the bold. Here's your one line. Oh, Candy and Ronnie, have you seen them yet?
What is that song?
Oh, God. It's not Nina Cherry, Buffalo Stance.
Let's just go ahead and eliminate all the songs.
It's not a... Yeah.
And the answer is...
Hey, Mickey. Mickey or whatever.
Hey, Mickey.
No.
It's Benny and the Jets,
Benny and the Jets
by Elton
John.
Oh, my God.
I know. I've been hearing that song for 75 years, and I have no idea that was the first line. Congratulations,
all right,
Dan.
That means, Dan, you are the winner. Congratulations.
You got the passes to GalaxyCon. Good job. That was a fun game. A rousing gender wars. Thanks for playing with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Had a couple of late entries for If I'm Being Honest.
Adam says, if I'm being honest, enough with the reboots. It ended for a reason. Do the work and create new content.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Say it loud so they can hear you in the back. Then we have one from Sydney in Murfreesboro who says, in my opinion, if I'm being honest, cold French fries are the best.
I don't know if I can agree with that.
You love your cold French fries. I would rather have a French fry that's been falling through the seat and is on the floor of your car for a couple of weeks. It's a little crunchy. I'll take that one over a cold one.
Or a warm French fry that's dipped in like a Frosty from Wendy's.
Oh, well, that's not unpopular.
It's hot and cold at the same time.
People love that.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Kacey Musgrave is coming out with a clothing line. You're probably saying, oh, it's going to be so expensive. No, it's going to be available at Walmart. She was at the Franklin Walmart yesterday releasing it. It's called Kacey Lee. Yeah, I guess she's teamed up with Lee Jeans. It's all going to be a bunch of denim stuff. There's swimwear, there's sleepwear, and stuff for your dog, too.
That's right.
It all starts at like $8.
So that's what we need in this economy.
Yeah, she's good.
So a Texas man is in jail after driving his Tesla Cybertruck into a lake to test the vehicle's wade mode feature.
You mean it doesn't walk on water?
No. The truck became disabled in the water, and he was charged with operating a vehicle in a closed section of the lake. No boat registration and water safety violations. So
being a dumbass for buying a Cybertruck.
Yeah. I guess there actually is a wade mode, which is designed to allow it to travel through shallow crossings up to 32 inches deep. But apparently the lake was a little bit deeper.
All of a sudden it became a cyber submarine.
Paperweight.
Congratulations to Franklin. It is in the top 20 of safest cities in America, number 12.
I believe it.
Yeah, they go by things like natural disasters and traffic deaths, things like that. I guess Franklin does pretty good.
All right. Way to go, Franklin.
Way to go, rich people.
Finally, you have something to be proud of.
Instead of just your fabulous mansions. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro.